Big reveal. It is a face. All right. It was me. It was. Let me take these glasses off because I can't see the words otherwise. Welcome to middle age, for whatever it's worth. Anyway, hi, I'm Jason Baldinger. Thanks for having me to Joan and Chris. It's really wonderful to read with Dina and Adriana and everyone else. And this book is called This Still Life, which is out. It's a split between James Benger and myself. He and I have done three books together. This poem is called Civic Arena, March 7th, 1984. And I can only say I never thought I'd write a Van Halen poem. But when you walk into the post office and Patty says, "Did you hear Eddie Van Halen died?" and gives you a look, but doesn't tell you the story, I think this poem is the story. Civic Arena, March 7th, 1984. Snow on the dash. Snow crunches under the tires of a 77 Rabbit, her friend's boyfriend with a handful of pills to share. She plastered a pint in her jeans. Security never looked anyway. Into the dark of the floor, fog machine smells the pills, slowing down, speeding up together. Diamond Dave glitter blur from this far away. Running with the devil in eruption. She never cared for long solos, but whiskey and counting 23 times for the word jump. It's infinity. What's infinity? Drunk enough on her boyfriend's shoulders, arms up gigantic as they tore into Ain't Talking About Love. Last song and it's everything spinning. Freedom is a ghost waiting to go numb. The post office ain't the same. Wild once. There ain't nothing wild left of what remains. This book is called A Threadbare Universe. It came out in 2020. There are copies over there. And this poem is called Dragons and Yom. It's for Chris Collins. It's a rare spring day. The sky hung with jewels pushes the temperature into a different season. I seek shelter on the couch, exhausted as a white cat in this ocean afternoon. Snowmen in breakaway pants roll with a nine pin, one strike of thunder. I crack a beer. The boy went down easy. I wonder just what the fuck is a young berry. I have the afternoon. This moment, the windows open, the rafter outside cocoons ambient sound. I wonder if my son dreams these moments as I hear him stir in the monitor. I wonder if his first memories will be these long, languid afternoons that stretch out for years. We have nothing to do. These afternoons disappear so fast, faster each swing, faster than we can be unsure, faster than we hold what's expired, faster then bottle sweat evaporates. You're a very attentive audience. That's quite nice. Thank you. This chapbook, The Topography of Disappearing, was put out by Between Shadows Press, which is run by Tom Bacalus from New Jersey. It's in a limited run of 25, and it sold out almost immediately. This poem netted me a Pushcart nomination. It's called Let Go of Atlantis. Jerry believes in ivory soap. He believes in starched collars. His spine is straight. He says all the flying plagues of Florida are nearsighted. Don't give them room to smell. I miss the manatees out in some cove near the launch pad that's etched in our consciousness. I see rockets in the rear view, and I want to write about shoveling snow as a boy, about dreams exploding, about hot cocoa and Kristen McAuliffe. Jerry says for 15 bones, they'll give me a sea kayak and I can paddle over the surf to a barrier island all my own. Out there, cooking hamburger helper over a pocket rocket, I'll turn back, ahead time, I'll forget my couth and go native. Going native is a racist term meant to minimize the people who were killed so this land could be our land, a universe of violence. Seems that every inch of this land is steeped in blood, and I wonder if a barrier island off the coast of the Atlantic may be one of the few places that I can step where that blood doesn't well up, a hot spring of unacknowledged history. I'm going to stay out here, an island a mile away from civilization. The sun paints the sky every 12 hours, and every day the ocean steps a little higher. When it reaches my neck, I'll know it's time to let go of Atlantis. So this, the history of Backroads, misplaced selected poems 2010 to 2020. My God, I've been doing this a while. I basically, over the pandemic, rewrote a bunch of old poems and crammed them into this book, so, or re-edited, I should say. There's also two or three chapbooks that are now out of print and one book that never came out that's in here. This is from a book that didn't come out. It's called Like Neil Young in Albuquerque. If you ever wondered how Jack Gilbert and Neil Young can exist in a poem together, you're about to find out. The couple at the door see my shirt and ask if I brought the rain. If I knew them better, I'd say in this town, rain has a habit of following you. It's a thing you can't shake. Solitary dark clouds at your heels. Today I feel like Neil Young in Albuquerque, wanting breakfast, a joint, and anonymity. I felt this way for several seasons, clawing and uncomfortable, something I can't shake, so instead I ease into it, half measures. The waitress yawns, waiting for order up. I used to come here with my grandfather, weekly dinners in the wake of my father's death, his best attempts to be part of my life, but never knowing how to relate. I think of my father, who, if you ask him what he wanted for breakfast, he always said Eggs Benedict, although I never saw him order it. Strange that even at the far end of our cities, we find our histories glaring. And I wonder if turning 40 has anything to do with this feeling. Age puts weight on you, and I mean that metaphorically. I consider my father dead over 30 years, my grandfather gone over 20. I consider generations, all the boughs of a bloodline tree. Red-shirted cooks spin around an open range, an array of Belgian waffles and strawberries, of eggs and toast, of home fries a la carte, of Greek omelets that peer out of the tornado, the ballet, the flickers of fire, this furnace glows indelible forever. A young black kid and an old Marine bus, and when they pause, I see the same look on their face, the indignity of work, the pain of physical labor. Is it a muscle memory or a generational memory? Our dreams squeezed out of or nothing. The rain has mostly stopped. Couples cringe under their umbrellas. I cross the bridge to take when things get serious and then turn around and cross the North Versailles welcome sign and then cross it again. The Edgar Thompson works looks the same as it does on the cover of Jack Gilbert's Tough Heaven. His poems flash, the one line surfaces. We find the heart by dismantling what the heart knows. There's a bunch of poems with oceans in them. This is another one. It's called Kerouac Go Home. We'll give this out to Sylvie tonight since he's mentioned. I hear the waitress's footfalls and they sound like roses as they echo at Avenue B, as they echo at the Avenue of the Americas, as they echo at the intersection of Bleecker and the Duel, where Soulsby can't understand why there are so many fucking people. Sure, he's got a few drinks in him, but I never thought I'd see New Yorkers turn heads and open indictments of procreation, or at least procreation with the intent of furthering the fading bulb of humanity. Jay and Allie say they used to write Kerouac Go Home on the men's room wall at the White Horse. Dylan Thomas bleeds out. That blood trail runs to the Chelsea Hotel. I slipped on it when I tried to remember the last time I had a future. I tried to remember the last time I saw the ocean. There were Mustangs racing on Garden State Parkway. There were little hands waving on the BQE. I swear there was a Liberty torch in the harbor, its head struggling above the surface. I've snagged myself a driftwood sculpture. There's so much debris, the gulls have picked through the soft shell of the horseshoe crabs, the few untouched are boiling to burst. But the ocean, it still waves under the twin eyes of lighthouses. and never bothered with magic or loss. This next poem is based on a photograph I took. You don't need the photograph because you got the poem, hopefully. And it's for Angel Ellis. Contrails fade. Sun tries to breathe life into the old city mission. The Art Deco era written in lampposts, watched by eagles bronzed and way back. The wind across Montebank afternoon stretches a flag to the point it could break, then take to the sky a kite of freedom imagined like the leaves that decorate this hillside's bare trees. I think I've got three more poems for you, and then I'll shuffle my way over there to the bullpen. This is from a buddy, Will Hackney, who just sent me a postcard and some photos from the Salton Sea. It's called The Only Other Thing Is Nothing. I got your postcard from the edge of civilization in a resort town where water stopped like time in the shimmer of 118 degrees, out where sea levels still can't find the sea. California has eluded me. I haven't seen the Salton Sea, but I missed Zabriskie Point. I missed armed attendants pumping $5 gas under a blazing Mojave sun. Desert rats are where the apocalypse already flashed. The last time we shared a desert, you were celebrating life beginning. And as the speeches and dances rolled, I was in the parking lot. Cold moon rises full over the Sierra Blancas. Attempt to be a dutiful partner in a long, if long distance partner, lonely in the clash between living with abandon and living abandoned. I am a yucca, sun-bleached blossoms mummified while she is hostile bland, brandishing the shovel that would eventually bury us. Come morning, I head east with eyes on Lubbock. Beyond Roswell, I spy a pecan grove. Symmetrical oases stretched miles under an unforgiving sun. I park between the rows, stand outside myself. The only other thing is nothing. Two more for you. This is called For Miss Woodchopper. It's a sawdust morning. Seed pods swept off Lover's Lane fall into a low tide river once home to pirates. The salt sulfur well capped, the courthouse sleeps, there's five for a dollar gently used BVDs filling banana boxes in the thrift store. Every year the lumberjacks come, push the motel past capacity, car and chainsaw fumes drift to parades and fireworks. These mountains once again find something to live for. In the all-local market, where products are so hyper-local, they have their makers' telephone numbers written in careful pen. A blonde in a Pink Floyd t-shirt, bored at the counter, says she's going to be Miss Woodchopper this year. This is her year. Besides, she really needs to win. I've been doing a low-key speakeasy reading series in my backyard. Which is called The Pit reading series. And Julio Scott Silsby are reading on Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. We also have Erie poets Mark and Matt Lazaron, Luke Kuzmish, and Akron poet Chandra Alderman. If you're interested, stop on by. You can ask me for the address. I don't make it public for a reason. This last poem is called The Oxbow on the Sheep Sky. I'm sorry, did I hear somebody heckling me?
You're laughing about
it. I know, it's ridiculous, but whatever. Everybody kind of knows where I live. It's that way. This is the oxbow on the sheep's gut. Ocean Point sunset, and then the Christmas lights of Booth Bay, and shrines for the dead, lost in the empty expanse of a pizza shop. He sports a Fu Manchu through 30 years of photos. This wall remembers his daughters work the counter, a Greek sisterhood blessed. Heredity offers the same nose. I've got a cold bottle of Coke, watching the down jackets and duck boots, grab an easy pre-holiday meal, ice down the stress until tomorrow. The last table reserved for the Virgin Mary and the dead. photos and prayer candles. I can match the photos and then watch them disappear, slowly fade in the current of time. I'm waiting to hear my name so I can shuffle out into the night, white box on the front seat through the glowing lichen dark. Find the oxbow on the sheep sky that lies beyond the last dream. Blue sand still on my boots. Thank you all so much.